Amen. Well, praise God. You got a Bible? We'll go to Mark chapter 5 today. Mark chapter number 5. Appreciate the good singing this morning. Edified my spirit, and I bless the Lord for it. Thank God. I hope it did the same for your heart. In Matthew, Mark chapter 5, I'm going to read a few verses and try to preach the Holy Ghost to helping me. I'm thankful this morning for the goodness of God. I'm glad God saved me, put me in the family of God. Amen. I'm thankful, thank God, of what God's done for me. Amen. How God's blessed me and been good to me. And I thank God for this old time way they sung about. I'm thankful, thank God, for old time preaching. I believe it. Thank God. I ain't a changing. I don't plan to change. But thank God, I'm glad God's a changing us. Amen. God don't need change. Amen. He don't change. I think that's one of the great verses this year in my heart. Thank God that the Lord changes. Not. He don't change. Amen. He's a faithful God, and there's none beside him. And I bless the Lord for that. I'm glad, thank God, for old time singing. I don't plan to change. Amen. I'll stick with what's been sung this morning, how it's been sung. Amen. Thank God for it, and I'm with it. Amen. Thank God. I thought about that. Thank God they've tried to change the house of God into an entertainment center, and it ain't the will of God. Amen. This is a worship house. This is a place to assemble together and worship him. That's my utmost desire, is to worship Christ. I don't have no other desire. Amen. When I enter them doors back there, thank God to worship. Amen. To preach whatever God says. Amen. I'm not bound. Amen. Sometimes we get bound by the world. Thank God when them boys got bound, they got loosed. Amen. Thank God you know how to get loose. You can't be bound first. Amen. You was bound one day and God loosed you. Amen. Even they told him, they said, loose him and let him go. Lazarus was bound, thank God, but they loosed him and let him go. Amen. He was alive when they loosed him. Thank God. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad there's a day God saves a sinner and he looses his, thank God, his guilt. He looses him from his condemnation. Amen. That he is not condemned no more, that he's a born again and one of God's children, and the Holy Ghost lives within him. And Jesus Christ can't deny himself. Amen. You might deny him sometimes, but he'll not deny himself. Even Peter tried to deny him. Thank God his speech berated him. Amen. They said he's one of them. Thank God we're one of them this morning. I can't change who I am. I can't change what God put I realize in this walk of God that God's got people, amen, assembled together here. Thank God it's got a like-mindedness that want what God wants and what God has for the church. Amen. We can't, thank God, pull on one end and another end. Amen. We're pulling together, and that's what we've got to do. Amen. Whether we agree with some things or not, we've got to go forward. Thank God in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The most important thing, does it glorify God in Joel Heights' life? Amen. We need to ask ourselves, does this bring glory to God in my life? I look at this text this morning, Mark chapter 5, and it's talking about the man of the Gadarenes. You know the record there, how he was. Amen. I used to preach that a man couldn't be saved unless he could respond, but I found out God's the only one can give him response. Amen. That man, my friend, was possessed of 2,000 devils, and he sure didn't have no responsibility for his response. And I thank God the look to God. God came to him. This man was bound with devils. Amen. He was bound, Brother Robert. But he couldn't get out of it. He cut himself, run naked in the graveyard. Thank God no man could tame him. But Jesus come, thank God, on purpose one day to his island or to place. Thank God got out of the boat, thank God for him. And that nobody could help him. All the men couldn't help him. No man could tame him. They couldn't even change him down. Amen. His chains were, my friend, thank God, plucked asunder by his satanic strength. Thank God. But Jesus, thank God, they knew when he got off the boat. Amen. They knew, thank God, they knew who he was. Thank God, then had that man bound, but Jesus, when he walked up, they said, are you going to torment us? They knew, thank God, he had the power over them. And the devil knows that today. Christ has got the power over Satan and we can God, thankful for that. But that man, brother, listen. Thank God Jesus cast them devils out. And they went, them swine ran down the hill to a steep place and went to the ocean. And we know, thank God, he choked the hogs and delivered that man. The next time they seen him, he was at the feet of Jesus in his right mind and has clothes on. I'm saying he'll make a difference when he shows up. That man wasn't looking for him. That man wasn't even thinking about him. Thank God that he done it. I'm glad, thank God, that he's that kind of God. You can't put him in your program. You can't put him in your religious rituals. Hey, friend, he's God. I found this out to be true. He does what he wants to. He does it what he pleases. He can bless me or not bless me. That's his business. I'm glad I done been blessed. I'm blessed through his son. Every blessing comes to him. I've been blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm glad he gives me everything I need spiritually. I thank God the table said if I want to eat from it. Thank God the blessings of God's in Christ. Hey, friend, listen. He does as he pleases. Why'd he save you? It pleased him. Amen. In fact, it pleased the Father to bruise him on Calvary. Thank God to justify many. Thank God through the death of his own son. He laid down his life. No man took it from him. Thank God he laid it down him himself. Hey, friend, are you listening? Thank God he knew what he was doing. Amen. He never did lose. Thank God mind. Amen. He knew what he was doing. He knows what he's doing. He does as he pleases. Thank God I'm glad he put me in the plan. Hey, he's got a plan this morning. And the plan goes to the man Christ. Everything about it, thank God, I'm telling you, it's a relationship. It's not a relation. It's not a rule. Amen. It's not going through, my friend, about the things man's come up with. It's just knowing him. It's knowing him. Thank God, if you don't know him, you don't have him. Hey, friend, and he don't have you if you don't know him. Thank God, we know eternal life. It's knowing him. Thank God, that's what eternal life is. Eternal life is in him. Thank God, I'm telling you this morning. Thank God, he does all things well. And when he got out of the boat, thank God he got done what he came for. Amen. Thank God for that, buddy. Amen. Thank God he got back. Amen. Here's all these people gathered around him. Multitudes of people around him. Amen. Here comes a ruler of the synagogue. His name's Jairus, or Jairus, however you all say it. And he came to Jesus in verse 22. And behold, there coming one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Oh, he knows, thank God, there's a brokenness. There's a humility. There's something heavy on this man. Amen. He fell at his feet and besought him greatly. I like that, greatly. Amen. He besought him greatly. Listen, are you listening? As the brother said, you're going to have to be broke. Amen. When we get broke, that's when we'll go to him. Amen. When we're leaving on easy street, most of the time that's the way your mind is. Amen. Everything's not easy in the Christian life. Amen. We go through times. This man here had a daughter that was sick nigh to die. The Bible said here besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. And he knew, amen, what Jesus knew it. But brethren, listen, that man didn't know. Amen. Jesus knew it. Amen. Thank God. I like that centurion. He said, I ain't even worthy for you to come under my roof, but just speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Hey, friend, Jesus spake the word, and the man was healed the same hour. Thank God, I'm telling you, are you listening? Amen. Jesus knows what to do. Thank God, I don't know what to do, but he knows what to do. Amen. I'm just waiting on him to do it. Amen. There's things I've been talking to him about, and I'm just waiting on him to do it. Amen. I know he'll do it in his time. Amen. Thank God, but right here was a desperated time. This man needed some help. His little girl was back at house, 12 years old, at the point of death. And he said, I pray thee come. He had some sense of the Bible, or the scripture.
scripture on something and lay hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. There's a little 12-year-old girl, come home with me, lay hands on her and she'll be healed. Amen, brother. And I'm telling you, our churches today have gone away from truth. Amen. We've got so dadgone ritualistic and formalities, and we got to do it certain ways. Just lay your hands on her. Amen. I'm telling you, that's what we need. And to lay his hands on us. Amen. Touch us. Thank God, we need some healing in the church house. Amen. We got too much pride. Amen. That's right. Hey, brother, listen. If he lays his hand, thank God. All we believe in praying is laying on the hands and praying for the sick and anointing with oil. But remember this, when our hands on them, thank God, we hope his hands on them, because that's the only way it'll work. Amen. My hand has no power. Amen. But his hand has the power. And through by him, we have that power. That power is in me. I represent him on earth. Thank God, I'm his ambassador. I'm his child. He gave it to me. He said, here's the keys of the kingdom. And kings open a door. And the door's the gospel. Amen. The door of the gospel. Go preach the gospel. Amen. The gospel. Amen. Is the power of God unto salvation. And this man had to get there. Amen. Jesus. Thank God, come home with me and lay your hands on my little girl. Amen. That's right. And then the Bible said Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. That just simply means there's all up on him. There's a lot of people around him. His apostles was with him and the other people with him. And verse 20 says, a certain woman, this was a female, a woman, thank God, the Bible said, which had an issue of blood. How long? 12 years. Amen. That meant that she had a hemorrhaging within her body. Amen. Hemorrhaging. I thought, thank God, when I was reading this and thinking on this, amen, she had been to every doctor. The Bible said here she suffered things of many positions, spent all her living, spent everything she had to get better. I'm done, you'll spend what you had to get better. Amen. But brother, that wasn't in the doctor's hand to get them better. Amen. Luke didn't write this. Mark did. Luke was a physician. Amen. But he's got a record about it too. Amen. They wrote what God put in them and what they seen. But Mark says that she spent all, amen, on the doctors, on the physicians. Amen. I'm not belittling them. Thank God what God can do through doctors. But in that day, my friend, them physicians couldn't help her. Every day she got up, she hemorrhaged within. The blood flowed within. Think about that. Maybe she laid down at night, Brother Todd, and she thought within herself, I'll feel better tomorrow. I'm laying, I don't feel it too bad. But when she got up, she could feel it again. Every day for 12 years, she went through that. Amen. She went to the doctors, and they couldn't help her. And it says this in the Bible. Thank God, she rather grew worse. She didn't get better. She rather grew worse. And I'm going to tell you, you'll have to get worse before you can get better. Listen, if the doctor could prescribe her some medication that would have held her over, thank God, it would, listen, she'd have kept taking it. Amen. She'd have thought, well, this would get me through tomorrow, but the next day I'm going to have to get it again. Hey, that's exactly what sin does. Amen. We can't get her into sin. He's got to cleanse you. He's got to get you clean. Amen. Listen, friend, the biggest enemy we have is ourselves and sin in our life. Amen. There'd be no sickness if it weren't for sin. I'm not saying every sickness is because somebody sinned, but there's no sickness unless there was sin. Because man was made perfect. A man was made without sickness. But now here's a woman in the Bible. A certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years. And the doctor couldn't help her a bit. Amen. Listen, I thought about 6 years ago. I had that heart surgery 6 years ago. And I thought, Brother Robert, hey God, that what in that day if I had what I had? I didn't have doctors to cut you open. I didn't have this much, thank God, to replace you. ain't got bowels and veins and arteries. I didn't have that, friend. What would I have done? I thought that this morning. And the only thing I know is that I could have went to him. And I'm telling you this, I did pray. I did call on God. But they didn't have that then. That's why they called the elders of the church to come to the house with an oil and pray over them. Hey, the prayer of faith to save the sick. But I'm telling you, thank God. Whatever I'm going through, whatever your issue is this morning, I'm glad there's a God in heaven. I ain't God that can help you. Amen. There's nothing hard for him. He knows all things. And you can go to him no matter what. He's on the throne this morning. Ain't nothing wrong with him. Ain't nothing too short about him. His hand ain't short. Ain't got his ear not heavy. Hey, hey, he's the way this morning. Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. He said right here, says, spend all she had. Notice that in verse number 26. He said, and she spent all that she had. And was nothing better, but rather grew worse. You see, if we look, I'm just being honest. I'm preaching reality. If we look at the church today, and I'm talking about the local church, we'd say that it's had some worse days as far as the way things are. We've never seen this before. We've never been through something like this before of what the church has been through. We've had hardships. We've had hard knocks. Brother Chris just had to bury his mama this week. You ain't gonna face nothing harder than that. Is to bury a loved one that's near to your heart. I'm talking about now, friend. I'm talking about if things getting better, preacher, I would like to think it is. I'd like to think that people, and Joel highly included, would seek God and love God the way he ought to and put God, amen, in his own heart first and reverence him and love him and put him above all things. Hey, why the church, my friend, in the shape it's in? I'm telling you, why is God in too many avenues? She spent all that stuff on doctors. You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to go into it. God's given it to me. It ain't in a man. It's in Christ. Amen. The only thing, if anything's good about me this morning, it ain't me. It's Jesus. There ain't a good thing about me. You say, tell me about you, preacher. Without Christ, I'm corrupt, defiled, no good for nothing, filthy, wicked, dirty, rotten, hellbound. Thank God, the only thing God sees is what Christ did. The only thing that'll help me is Christ. Thank God, the only thing God accepts is Christ. I'm in him, thank God. That's why I'm one of receiving the beloved. Amen. It ain't nothing in you. Notice this here. The Bible said, when she heard of Jesus, boy, that's the best day I've had, when I heard of Jesus. Amen. I'm not talking about, thank God, in a coloring book. I ain't against that. I thank God for good Sunday school teachers that teach the children about the Lord. I'm talking about, thank God, when I heard of Jesus. Amen. I'm not, listen, I'm in trouble. This woman's in trouble. Thank God, she's got hemorrhaging. She's got a bloody flux. Amen. And when she heard Jesus, of Jesus, thank God, think about all these people, Brother Danny, around him. They're walking down the road. They're going to Jairus' house, and all these people around him. Ain't God thronging him, the Bible said. Ain't God all around him. And this woman said, that's just somebody said, that's Jesus right there. Amen. And no doubt in that woman's mind, there's something that triggered. And thought, I've been all these doctors and everything I've tried hadn't healed me. Hadn't, thank God, made me better. I'm worse off than I was when I began. I'm telling you, he'll have to get you worse before you get better. Amen. You'll have to get lost, ultimately lost, to be saved. Son, Sister Jennifer, when you entered this church house in 1990-91, amen, when you come, amen, you come, thank God, as an innocent young lady, amen, did not know, amen, to thank God that Holy Ghost, amen, come to visit you, amen, and he got you under conviction, amen, thank God showed you what you were. Friend, I'm telling you, we got people sitting in the church, they have no idea what I'm preaching right now, that the Holy Ghost came to them and dealt with their heart. Have the Holy Ghost. Hey, he got you sick. Amen. He'll have to get you sick of yourself and your sin. Hey, God, when you're sick, guess when you go to the doctor. She got under conviction for a whole week. Come back the next Sunday and prayed. More than a prayer, she wanted God. You say, how do you know it worked, preacher? Well, thank God, it's been a good while now. Amen. Been a good while. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you what, son, I've had the devil bit on my mind and twist my brain. Amen. And say, you know, you're really not in. You're really not in. Amen. You really don't have it. Amen. He still tells me that. I don't look at me, brother, and listen. I look at him. I look at what the fruit is in my heart. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, if you're saved, hey, God, he can't take you out of the hand of God. Right. She heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. Amen. The Bible said, she said this in her own mind. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, if I can just put my hand on his clothes, I'm going to press through that crowd right there. I'm going to reach his clothes. I'm going to tell you, I like what the old one preacher, I heard Brother Mimmies one time. He said, touching Jesus will stop the bleeding. Amen. Amen. I like it. Amen. Touching Jesus is going to stop the bleeding. This one's bleeding on the inside. How in the world could she make it for 12 years like in that shape? Amen. But touching Jesus stop the bleeding. There's people got faith in their life this morning. And God saved and lost. And brethren, they're wrestling and battling with it. And the only help Joel has got, because he's got issues as well, is to touch Jesus. Amen. Here's what the devil will tell you. You ain't gonna never get no better. That's what the devil will tell you. You ain't getting no better. That's what Satan tells you. You ain't getting no better. Amen. Looky here. You've tried to get better. That's the problem. Praise God. Amen. We tried to get better, but you ain't getting no better. Amen. Notice this here. The Bible says she heard of Jesus and came in and pressed behind and touched the garment. Amen. She reached through and touched the Bible said in Matthew, the hem of his garment. A garment, they said in the Old Testament, them tassels on that garment. Amen. That was something about it. Amen. That's what they went and touched. It represented law, but also represented, thank God, healing in that. In fact, one of the scriptures says, healing in there, his wings. Amen. She touched the hem of his garment. She put her hand on his garment. Listen to this. As soon as she stretched forth her hand and touched his garment, the Bible said she knew within herself. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you know how you get saved? I'll tell you how people get saved. Thank God by Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, listen, the Bible said this in verse number 29, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up for the first time in 12 years. She didn't feel no hemorrhage. She didn't feel no blood. Amen. Flowing in her body. Amen. Far as a disease and a plague. Thank God. But when she touched him, when she laid her hand on the garment of our Lord, it said she noticed this. The Bible said she felt in her body. Hey, friend, don't tell me you don't feel it. How can you have something like that happen and not feel it? Amen. I know the statement's true, Brother Keith. I know the statement's true, Brother Danny. We not saved by feelings. But you can't help but feel it. Amen. God help. It is by faith. Faith does have feelings. Sure it does. When the result comes, it does. Amen. When you believe God for something, it does. Amen. There's things y'all believe in God for now. When it happens, well, praise God. He'll run the road to shout the victory. Amen. That's right. Notice this. It says she felt. She felt. Notice that she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, knowing immediately, he knew immediately. That virtue means the power come out of him. It means something come out of Jesus and got on that woman. Amen. I'm not belittling the praying around the altar because I think it's a good thing. But the whole thing is when you touch him by faith. It's before you get here or whether you kneel down and you touch him. If we can touch him by faith, son, it's automatic. Amen. It's immediate. That's right. When you touch him, and that's the whole thing. It's an immediate action of God in the sinner. It's an immediate action of God in this woman. The Bible said, thank God, the first she'd gone out, and he said, who touched my clothes? And then what the man said, he said, look, we all around you. Did you ask him who touched your clothes? I mean, they had, you know, I mean, his clothes no doubt wasn't like the clothes we got on. It was flowing. A robe. It had to be something. So there's people all around him doing this. There's people all around him. No, I mean, how many people, was there kids around him? Was there, was Brother Jonathan, God, was there them apostles around him? Was there people around him doing this to him? Walking with him, I mean, on the road, going to J. Ira's house, and some feeble woman reaches through, thank God, a crowd, and this gets the hem of his garment, and as soon as she touched him, she's healed. Amen. And then Jesus says, who touched my clothes? Because virtue got out of him. He knew who it was. Why did he ask that? For her confession? That's right. Amen. Notice this here. I like it. Praise God. I'm misreading the scripture. Amen. Disciples said, why they strong in thee? And says, who touched me? And he looked around about, what? And I see her. See her. Notice this here. God bless her. They said to see her and had done this, and the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her. Get that right there. Amen. If you're that day, that's what done in him. It done in him. Amen. He was the same outside man. He didn't walk back a different man outside. He walked back, thank God, a different man inside. Amen. That's what y'all boys need. Thank God, the inside work of grace. Amen. That comes when you get sick. Amen. With yourself and with your sin. As long as you're doing pretty good. Amen. You won't have to go to the doctor. Amen. But when you get sick, you'll look for him. Amen. Not too many people sick. Got too many preachers in the pulpit putting band-aids on sin. Amen. You don't need a band-aid. You need a born-again experience. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Notice this. Amen. And the Bible says, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. I like that. What do you think she told him? She told him all the truth. Amen. She said, I've been having this problem for 12 years. I mean, Lord God, I've went to every doctor I knew. Amen. I've tried this and tried that and tried this and tried that. Amen. But I didn't try you, thank God. I said, if I can touch that man, Jesus' clothes, I'll be whole. Amen. I'm telling you, you can touch him this morning. Well, whatever your need is, thank God, if you can touch him, he'll do it. Amen. That's right. You say, well, I have to fully believe. Well, you'll have to believe. I'm going to tell you something. That man over there that had that boy that was full of the evil spirit. Remember how he's being cast in the fire and the devils had possessed? Jesus said, and he said, Lord, would you heal my son? He said, if you'll believe. He said, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Listen, that did not stop our Lord from healing that boy. Why? Because he knew the man's heart and humility he had and the desire, and he wanted to heal that boy, and he healed him. Now I'll ask you a question. Who gets healed? Them are sick. Who gets healed? Them that know who the healer is. Amen. And get healed. I like it when he got over there, and she told him all his heart. And the Bible says he said in her daughter, I like it, don't you? A certain woman, now she's daughter. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm telling you what, it don't say nothing about her daddy and mama, but I'm telling you one thing. Thank God she met the Lord of glory, thank God. Hey, friend, she touched the hem, thank God. And when she left, he, thank God, called her daughter. Amen. That's a blessing right there. Daughter, thank God, daughter. Amen. He called him other people then. Amen. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and behold that plague. Here's the record right here. He's going to Jairus' house. You know the record. How he walks going on the road down there, and they are all around him. And anyway, when they got there, there's people in there, you know, weeping. And they was hired for that. People was hired to mourn with people. And of course, when Jesus says she's not dead, she sleeps. I mean, he made that statement. And the Bible said, amen, the Bible said, why make ado? This damsel's not dead but sleeping. That's what Jesus said, she's sleeping. Amen, she's asleep, she's not dead. Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, when we die, we ain't dead, we're just sleeping. Amen. That's right, praise God. It said what it said about Stephen, he fell asleep. Yeah. Praise God. That means the body's at rest. Amen. I wonder what they mean, rest in peace. Praise God, the Prince of Peace took me up. Amen. I'm not resting in that tomb. I'm not resting in that grave they dug out. Amen. I'm resting, thank God, in God. I'm saved, and I am. I got rest in Christ. Amen. If I die, I'm going to be with him. Praise God. However better rest could you get there? Amen. I know what it's saying. The body's resting. Jesus said, sorry, not as others which have no hope. Hey, if they sleep. They're asleep in Jesus. That's what he said over there in 1 Thessalonians 4. Read it. Them is asleep in Jesus. Y'all act like you don't believe me. Let me read it. Amen. I see you thinking about that one. Let's look here what it says. 1 Thessalonians 4, he said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. That's what it says. What's he talking about? He's talking about them that's been buried. Amen. He said, hey, God, that crowd thought they had to be alive that when Jesus come, the people were taken out. And he said, no, them that sleep in Jesus, dead in Christ, shall rise first. Amen. Notice this here. And they get to that house and they lapped them to scorn and he put them out. Amen. Listen, friend, he put them all out. He taketh the father and mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was laying. She was laying there on that bed, 12-year-old girl. And everybody was put out of the room, put out of the house. Hey, God, far as I know, is what it says. But Jesus and the parents that child, amen, and then that was with Jesus. Thank God. And of course, he went in there and he took her. No, not like this. He took her by the hand. He took her by the hand. That means he grabbed her hand and took it. Praise God. And he said and heard, and he repeated that, said that word, Talitha Kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. That's what he said. I say unto thee, arise. Amen. What'd he say to you? Glory to God, son. He spoke to you when you were saved. He spoke to you, thank God, when he got you out of the death of sin. Amen. That's right. Notice this. And straightway the damsel, amen. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. Amen. And they were astonished with great astonishment. Hey, friend, listen. Thank God she got up. Amen. She walked. Amen. Listen, he done three great things in this one chapter. Thank God he cast devils out. Thank God he healed a woman with an issue of blood. And he resurrected a 12-year-old girl. And they're astonished. Amen. You know, I tell you this. That's the man side of it. We're astonished. He's not astonished. They were astonished. He does all things well. Glory to God. And he charged them straight and tell no man, command that something should be given her to eat. Amen. What a great God, son. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I tell you, people look at us and they're astonished. If you went back to people who went to school with me, they'd say, that ain't the same old boy. Amen. Amen, mom and daddy say that, and they back there. Amen, they ain't the same. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. He took me by the hand like he did her. Thank God of the prayer, God, the gospel preach out of my heart. Thank God and said, come arise with me. Amen. Thank God. Boy, I'm going to tell you what I've learned more and more. Listen, this is a great thing right here. He's got to speak to Robert.
That's right.
He said, damsel, I say, thee arise. He has to speak to her. In fact, that voice that he spoke was much powerful than any other voice because it got her up. And I say unto thee, arise. He's got to speak to you. He ain't never spoke to you. He will. If it's his goodwill. Right. He speaks to me. Listen, Brother Todd, I'm through. But the greatest thing about being saved, relationship and fellowship with God, greatest thing. Brother Keith, I'll be honest with you. These kind of days, you know, I just being honest, you know, easy to get out of touch what goes on this time of year a lot of times. But there ain't, Brother Chris, I'm telling you the God's truth. I'm not telling you no lie. I can take that word of God or listen to somebody sing in the spirit and all of a sudden I feel it. I don't have to say, Lord, I want to feel it. I feel it. I tell the Lord I like to feel it. But it's something that automatically clicks in my spirit when that voice of God comes through that word. Amen. And that Holy Ghost. See, that's the keeping power of God through his spirit and his word. Amen. And that's why that woman never had to go back to him and touch him again for that. Amen. Little girl didn't have to go through that again, thank God. And I'm going to tell you what he does forever. Amen. And he's going to give you peace, thank God, about some things you've been praying about. He's going to help you, thank God, if you'll look to him. There's nothing hard for him this morning. Thanks be unto God. And I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you being here. Brother Redmond, pray for us this morning.